Every year, nearly 50,000 people die from gun violence. Dr. Catherine Hoops, a pediatric critical care physician at the Johns Hopkins Center for Gun Violence Solutions, tells Star 97.7, one simple action, safe firearm storage, can turn this around.
I think every community has been affected by a tragedy that happened after a child gained access to an unsecured firearm. We can all think of a tragedy that's happened in our own communities, and that's why safe and secure storage is an important act that everyone can take to help to save lives.
Dr. Hoop says people often think their firearms are out of sight or out of reach, but kids are smart and they're curious, so it's important to keep firearms locked away, unloaded, and separate from ammunition. Yellow flag laws, red flag laws, gun laws in general, attitudes vary widely across the Pine Tree State and across the country. Dr. Catherine Hoops heads up clinical programs and practice at the Johns Hopkins Center for Gun Violence Solutions. She tells Star 97.7 when it comes to solutions, there's one on which a majority of folks agree.
Our national survey shows that over 70% of Americans across the political spectrum, gun owners and non-gun owners, we agree that safe firearm storage is something that people should be doing to prevent injuries in their homes and in their communities.
Dr. Hoop says don't rely on those weapons being hidden in drawers or out of reach places. It's critical they be stored locked, unloaded, and kept apart from ammunition. For tips, a toolkit, and more research, visit t.jh.edu/safe-storage. Dr. Catherine Hoops is the Director of Clinical Programs at the Johns Hopkins Center for Gun Violence Solutions. She tells Star 97.7 youth suicide is rising, and most teens who die by gun suicide gained access in the home or the home of a family member, so safe storage is key.
The most important thing that people can do to end gun violence is a simple step, and that's to safely and securely store all firearms. Many parents may think that they are hiding firearms in places that are inaccessible to kids, but kids are curious. They're smart. Most kids know where the firearms are kept in their home.
Dr. Hoop says it's important that unauthorized users do not have access to codes or keys. And if you become concerned, change the codes so those who are vulnerable don't have that all-important access, preventing a potential tragedy.